This place is most amazing.
This place has changed not a bit.
It is a hubbub indeed. A dream of the most sexual nature could not compare to such an attack on the senses. I am in love, is that not so? Look at what pleasures my eyes are witness to. And yet I feel a simultaneous fire in the loins. Look at those statues of beauty dance with such ease.
It is a pleasure to watch such things.
A pleasure I increase tenfold.
This is the place where all dreams come true, my lord. You will this night enjoy?
Enjoy too much is my fear, Newton.
Oh, think nothing of it. After tonight, you will become a man. And I will take my leave, but only for a moment, to allow you to feel the true energy of this palace and feel the transition of boy to man.
But where will you go?
It is nowhere of great importance, my lord, just to ensure the final arrangements have been made for your wedding day tomorrow.
Oh, that. I wish not to speak of such a painful thought. This is living. Here. I could stay here my whole life.
Yes, but these people must sleep and eat just as you. Well now, infuse yourself with the music, sit down and dance, and watch the ladies and feel at home.
At home. That is right.
All the gentlemen who are in this house of love tonight, you are given a special treat as I am to announce the newest member among the ranks. She's sweet, young, and just as you old gits like it. Welcome the beautiful sweet Amanda, who does now, at this very moment, arrive like an angel from the heavens.
My, a beauty I have never envisaged. A beauty of such power I am compelled to watch her, despite her sad, sorrowful face. I could easily this very second declare my love for thee. Such beauty in her voice.
In my heart I speak of pain. My life has changed, never the same. It's that I do this awful job, because the mare is a knob. And though I dance, I go insane, for I have yet a smarter brain. My father, who I do this for, his ill health I will avenge, no doubt, when the congestion charge took bread from his mouth. My mother cries and cannot work, and I am forced to be a slapper.
Her voice is that of an angel. I must speak to her. But she has a hatred for the mare. Yet the mare is my father. What to do? What to do? I am, from setting eyes upon her, a free man. I will not marry. My wife is this lady. This lady here. This is love at first sight. And all problems I will at once iron. Madam, if I may, I make sweet comment of a voice sweeter still.
I am flattered but not interested.
It is only small talk I seek.
Small talk, my arse. I know what you want, but I am only here to dance and make money for my family whose business has been destroyed by the evil mayor.
But he is not that evil once you get to know him.
And why do you care so?
No reason. I only try to take away the bitter from your heart, for you have the most pretty of faces once it lightens.
Well, don't expect it to lighten to you. I don't go for posh boys.
I am not posh.
You are?
I only try to be a gentleman.
Oh, yes, and that is what makes you posh. I do prefer real men to posh men, men that grab at the wrist.
Ah, I could do that, madam. And if that all there is, then there is no difference. I challenge you that I could love you all the same.
You are of a breed that shops in Waitrose. I in Asda, it is as simple as that. We do not eat the same things.
Well, for you, I will change my habits. I will from this day, if you desire it, eat only from Co-op every day. I will shop in Quicksave and feast on the most GM of GM foods from Lidl, if it means to have you in my arms.
I am not so special for such sacrifice.
Oh, but you are. You are what is missing in my life.
Well, I have too much to think about. My parents need money and I am poor. Love is not on my mind.
But I am rich. We can meet and an even point.
How is it that you are so rich?
In the greatest faith, I tell you that I am the son of the mayor. But I did not know of his evil doings. You be with me at once, and I will challenge him, and if so be it, renounce my name in the faith of our love. I am but your servant.
It is a tempting choice, but I would be falling for the enemy. My dad would be mad.
Come with me at once. Let me prove to you that I speak of truth. Let us walk this hour to City Hall and meet my father. All business will be settled. Your father's fortune will be restored at once. For I am to marry tomorrow, and I will for you stop all plans at the expense of creating great shame and food for the tabloids. But such is my love for you, I would not care. I only want a simple life.
With your declaration, I am convinced that you can love me. I'll leave myself in your hands.
Oh, great news! On this day, I have found love. To my father we must go this instant.